料金面倒。Prime Dharma Talk. Sometimes in life, the things happen that you don't want it, or you don't like that it happened. But that is a moment that the quality of way of living, that is a momentYou are in examination, how your quality of your way of living. Basically, all the anger are from the feeling of the victimized. If you let your feeling to be victimized,That is the moment you become loser, because the reaction of the feeling of the victimized is anger. The mixture of victimized and the fear, it will be expressed as anger. If you look at the animal, when they have fear,They try to make the opponent scared, and they express as they are angry. But it is that their fear and try to make others scared and keep their security.All the anger is based on this subconsciousness feeling. When you are angry to someone, you think that cause is that person who makes you angry. But actually, all the anger isfrom the projection of the past trauma and some triggers stimulate your anger, then your victimized will be switched on. Then you'll be angry to that person. Once you put yourself as victimizedAs a victim, you become victim. After you are grown as an adult, you have a choice. Even something that you don't like it happen, you have a choice. You still have a choice. Either you put yourselfinto the category of the victim, or you don't look at the situation as it is, as you are victimized. Because the doer is only doing it not because trying to youmake victim. Themselves are trying to revenge of the past. What? Revenge to their experience from the past. Which means that they're trying to revenge to the people who they can'trevenge anymore, because it's a past. And who receives that and get angry is also because there are the trauma exists and anger exists on that project, your own anger, and you get angry to what happened to the situation or the people. There are always two ways to interpret the situation. Are you victimized or not? The difference comes from the view of the world, view of the life, but basically it comes from the sensation of the existence, body sensation of the existence. In case if you don't feel so much separation between yourself and the world, which means other body sensation, and you feel like yourself are transparent and also world is also transparent, and there's nothing the border exists between these two. In this body sensation, anything happens and try to stimulate your past trauma, but you don't feel, there's no place in you to stimulate the trauma. The trigger does not exist. This body sensation comes from the experience of the oneness of your Dharma body and the light Dharmakaya. Dharma body. What is Dharma body? There are five bodies. Five kind of bodies exist in a human being. One is physical body, and rest of four bodies are invisible. And Dharma body is that there's no size, and there's that the transparent. It's like emptiness, but it is infinitely huge, because on size it means huge. Then what is Dharmakaya? Dharmakaya is one aspect of the universe, great spirit. Kaya means body. Dharmakaya is one aspect of the body of the great spirit, the universe. And this is also no border and no edge and no size and infinitely huge, as it is, has no size, no form at all. Interestingly, your Dharma body, which has no size and infinitely huge and transparent, can be unified with Dharmakaya, which is non-form, non-size, as it is emptiness, but it appears to the universe as all the principles of the universe, which is one of them are cause and effect. Your Dharma body and Dharmakaya unifies. The light illuminates everywhere in the universe. There is a method that of the flame of hope chanting how to receive unification of your Dharma body and Dharmakaya. And based on this emptiness sensation of the body, you can live your daily life. Anytime you switch in your oneness as Dharmakaya and Dharma body, no size, no age, no form, but it's infinitely huge, and the light illuminates everywhere in the universe. Thank you.